We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Now it's time for Issues It Better, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Boy, I can tell it's Friday. We got four soundbites this week. One from Pastor Matt Harrison, one from Michael Spencer, otherwise known as Internet Monk, one from Robert George, Gilbert Mylander, and William Hurlbut, all of the President's Council on Bioethics, and our fourth soundbite from Pastor George Borghardt, preaching an Ash Wednesday Law and Gospel sermon. Now you listen and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org. We simply play the sound bites, you listen, you can pick it for whatever reason you want. If you like it, if you don't like it, if you agree, you don't agree, if you find it funny, if you find it remarkable, a good enough reason to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one is Pastor Matt Harrison on the gospel after the Maryville church shooting.
That gospel is powerful, and that gospel will bring comfort in this situation. It will grab hearts. It is grabbing hearts of these poor people who are in the midst of difficulties. I believe, Lord, help thou my unbelief. And it is strengthening hearts to believe in Jesus, even in the most difficult darkness and hurt and pain. This pastor will have a funeral. I know another one who was killed. This pastor will be mourned. I know another one whose breath ceased. I know another one who spent time in a grave. I know another one. His name is Jesus, and he rose from the grave on the third day. And he promises, against all intelligence, against everything we think is rational, he promises a resurrection of the flesh at the last day and eternal life for all those who believe in him. That is the gospel, and it grabs hold of us and keeps us even in moments when we fear we may even lose faith.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on the gospel after the Maryville church shooting. Do you think it should be the soundbite of the week this week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Best vote this week. We'll get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number two. Michael Spencer, recently on the program: if evangelicalism is declining, as he says it is, then why are megachurches growing?
What you have is a lot of people who have moved from no church affiliation to attending, and we got to be careful what we say about most megas because most of them don't have a membership model, to attending or identifying with a megachurch. So the numbers of people who say, okay, well, I was not going to church after college or after my divorce or whatever, now I'm going to such and such megachurch, those numbers are way up because the megachurch is sort of in full bloom now. But megachurches are a house of cards, and I think there will be many of them that will be the first big signs of this collapse. There'll be many left, but megachurches really are, at least many of them, are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, why it's so insubstantial, why it's so unsatisfying. You can also go to areas where there are dominant megachurches and say, how many people are in church now as opposed to 20 years back? And even though you have megachurches, you have fewer people in church as a percentage of the population or even total. So I think there's a bit of an illusion there.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Robert George, Gilbert Mylander, and William Hurlbut on President Obama's funding for embryonic stem cell research.
In all the talk about curing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and so forth, who shuffles off the stage is the victim, the tiny embryonic human being who will now be sacrificed, treated as disposable research material. And what's really disappointing is that President Obama does not present each side of the argument here. He presents one side's point of view and then pretends that the other side doesn't exist, or that even raising criticism of the point of view that he adopts is somehow being divisive or politicizing science. What the president is doing there is wrong.
Science must always be constrained by moral principle. We don't for a moment think that researchers should be permitted to do whatever they want to do. We have all sorts of regulations that govern research in this country. Science itself always has moral agendas at work. It's not as if it's value-free in any way. If we suppose that it's entirely neutral with respect to moral questions, it's not.
Bottom line is whether we as a society are going to endorse the instrumental use of human life at its earliest stages in scientific research. And once we cross that boundary, it's not just a slippery slope down, it's a crumbly cliff. We're all the way to the bottom. There are no logical stopping points.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-6943. And here's soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on Ash Wednesday's Law and Gospel.
Do you think that Adam was safe hiding from God? He wasn't. For the words that you heard today put over you, "For dust you are, and dust you shall return," were spoken first to Father Adam after the fall. And die, Adam did. You will too. I will too. And then what will we do? Fix your eyes on the crucified Lord this Lenten season. Watch Jesus making his way all the way to the cross, and all the way he goes for you. Watch what he does. He loved his Father above all things. He loved you more than he loved himself. He never sinned, not once, not ever. And he did that not sinning for you and in your place. Then he took upon himself your sin, your punishment, your beatings, your shame, even your death itself, and suffered and died to free you from them. Not with some false, "You're doing better, it's going to be okay," but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. And all your transgressions died with him, and they are all in Christ forgiven.
All right, that's soundbite number four. So should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on the gospel after the Maryville church shooting? Soundbite number two, Michael Spencer on why megachurches seem to be growing? Soundbite number three, three members of the President's Council on Bioethics on funding for embryonic stem cell research? Or soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on law and gospel for Ash Wednesday? Soundbite of the week continues after this. You'll find a clearinghouse of Reformation resources at newreformationpress.com. T-shirts, music, outlines of important theological books, plus lectures by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Check it out, newreformationpress.com. If you like Reformation theology, you'll love New Reformation Press. www.newreformationpress.com.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Carl Miller, Carol Fink, Rick Mountain, Judith Gleedy, Michael Nickel, Mark Krell, Dr. Carl Egger, Bonnie Egger, Rob Kraft, and Lois Pfeiffer. Thanks for your support.
Back by popular demand, you're listening to Issues Etc.
If you're a talk radio junkie like me, you might assume that the programming is free. Commercial advertisers pay for the production costs and staff salaries. Well, that's true for most talk radio shows, but not for Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is listener supported. We rely on you to pay for the production, salaries, and airtime costs for this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, asking you to consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Remember, unlike other talk radio shows, Issues Etc. needs your financial support. We depend upon you for the continuation and expansion of Issues Etc. Thanks for your consideration.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week like we always do on Friday afternoons. It's March the 13th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Our four soundbites are out there on the table. I want to hear from you. Which of them should be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Best vote today for soundbite of the week. We'll get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, ever so popular, on every continent. An Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. That's the LPR bundle package to the best vote this week for Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Is it soundbite number one, Pastor Matt Harrison on the gospel after the Maryville shooting? Soundbite number two, Michael Spencer, internet monk, answering the question, if evangelicalism is declining, why are the megachurches growing? Soundbite number three, Robert George Gilbert Mylander and William Hurlbut on President Obama's funding for embryonic stem cell research. Or soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt on Ash Wednesday, Law and Gospel. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here is a vote for soundbite number one. This one comes from Heather in Escondido, California. That's Bill Swirla territory. While I really liked Matt Harrison's gospel on the terrible shooting of the pastor, I am voting for the montage on the funding of embryonic stem cell research. This is an important issue, and it seems sometimes like there are very few of us standing up for the least of these. Most comments I've read about this around the internet are either very utilitarian, that is, killing these embryos is a necessary evil to save other people, or deny the humanity of these embryos. We need to keep shouting out a different ethic to the world, one of the sanctity of human life. Thank you for the important work you're doing at Issues Etc. to promote this ethic loud and clear, and thank you, Heather in Escondido, for your vote for soundbite number one. This vote comes from Don in Junction City, Kansas. He writes, I vote for soundbite number three. The trend has been set. The culture of death has come forcibly on the American people since January 20th. The values of Obama is Nietzschean, that is Friedrich Nietzsche. All human life has no value in a socialist society. The life of the unborn has no value now. They can be killed for any reason and used for scientific experiments. The end justifies the mean, means just do it in the name of science. That's an interesting thing. Yes, just do it in the name of science. We have the still vivid memories of the savageries of Nazism, the brutality of the Soviet Empire. We must be warned that there are no breaks on this slippery slope. And we seem to be on it. Nazism denies objective moral values because to accept such reality would be to allow for the possibility of God's existence. They conclude, then, that there really isn't such a thing as evil after all. Don, thank you very much for your vote and for your comment from Junction City, Kansas. We're coming to you live this Friday. It is the 13th of March, and we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's another vote. This one comes from David in Garland, Texas. As usual, the offerings are all great. So I'm going to go with soundbite three, since abortion and now embryonic stem cell research are the shame of America. We need more men like these making the ethical case as often as possible. Ruin the economy if you want, Mr. President, but don't bring this great sin on us. Thanks for listening in Texas. And thanks for a vote for soundbite number three. This vote comes for soundbite number four from Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois. Marilyn writes, I vote for number four. We are dust and will return to dust. Only fixing our eyes on the crucified Lord can we find relief from sin, shame, punishment, and our death, which he took on himself. All our sins have died with him on the cross and are now forgiven. This frees us from our burdens so that we can live the life God called us to live. I'm glad you did this sermon review this week. We need to always be reminded of this, especially in Lent. Thank you, Marilyn. Another vote for soundbite number three from Robert. He says, Hitler did much in the name of science. We had better think long and hard before going down the road of science trumps everything. What a selfish point of view to think that my particular affliction is more important than another's life. 1-877-623-6943. Thank you, Robert. Or talk back at issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. I need to vote for Matt Harrison because he really has his head on straight about what the gospel is. In that soundbite, he successfully linked it with our Savior in a very Isaiah 53 kind of way and glorified Christ all at the same time. Spot on. Well done.
Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Oakwood. By the way, when you're voting, and if you call in your vote, 1-877-623-6943, we take your votes first because you're on the phone. 1-877-623-6943, or email your votes to talkback at issuesetc.org. I'm done with my email. We need some more email and some more calls. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. You know, whenever we play Soundbite of the Week, you can always go to our website in advance and find those soundbites there, posted all by themselves. They're not lonely. We let them all stand together, all four of them. You can play them, and then you can email us in advance your vote for Soundbite of the Week, issuesetc.org, under the On Demand page.
So we've got three votes for soundbite number three, the President's Council on Bioethics montage. Two votes in second place, Pastor Matt Harrison, soundbite number one. Third place, soundbite number four, Pastor George Borghardt. And no votes for soundbite number two, Michael Spencer. Still plenty of time to call.
Michael Spencer, the internet monk, by the way. And a recent author of that article that has got so much attention in the Christian Science Monitor about the decline of evangelicalism. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we're going to be spending some time with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. We need to talk to her about a very sad story and a related topic. A young girl sends a dirty picture of herself to her boyfriend. They break up. He ends up sending the picture to all of his friends. She is humiliated. In time, she commits suicide. It's called sexting, and your kids are doing it, by the way. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse here in about 5 minutes on the program. Dr. Albert Moeller will be kind enough to join us in the second hour as well. We'll talk about that new survey on American religious life. It is a roadblock for evangelism or an open door? And then Pastor Stephen Parks will join us to respond to arguments against sola scriptura, scripture alone, in the third hour of Issues, etc. Our winner today for Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number three, thanks to everybody who voted. We'll announce who gets the LPR bundle package after we hear soundbite number three, the winner this week.
In all the talk about curing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and so forth, who shuffles off the stage is the victim, the tiny embryonic human being who will now be sacrificed, treated as disposable research material. And what's really disappointing is that President Obama does not present each side of the argument here. He presents one side's point of view and then pretends that the other side doesn't exist, or that even raising criticism of the point of view that he adopts is somehow being divisive or politicizing science. What the president is doing there is wrong.
Science must always be constrained by moral principle. We don't for a moment think that researchers should be permitted to do whatever they want to do. We have all sorts of regulations that govern research in this country. Science itself always has moral agendas at work. It's not as if it's value-free in any way. If we suppose that it's entirely neutral with respect to moral questions, it's not.
Bottom line is whether we as a society are going to endorse the instrumental use of human life at its earliest stages in scientific research. And once we cross that boundary, it's not just a slippery slope down, it's a crumbly cliff. We're all the way to the bottom. There are no logical stopping points.
That's the winner, soundbite number three, Dr. Robert George, Gilbert Mailander, and William Hurlbut, all members of the President's Council on Bioethics, talking about President Obama's funding for embryonic stem cell research, the issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week winner this week. Thanks to everybody who voted. Don in Junction City, Kansas, if you will email us both your mailing address and your shirt size, that's important, and your shirt size, we're going to send you the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, et cetera, travel mug, an Issues, et cetera, pin, and an Issues, et cetera, bumper sticker. This time of year, there are churches already planning their budgets for their fiscal year that usually begins right at around the beginning of the summer. That planning is underway, and we want you to be aware of the Issues Etc. 300. The Issues Etc. 300 is a group of 300 congregations that pledge to support Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget to the tune of $1,000 a year. It's vital to the support of Issues Etc. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at our website, issuesetc.org. Look under the sponsors page. There's a flyer there that you can print out and give to your congregation. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., Jennifer Roback Marsh will kick it off. We'll talk about sexting.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.